Day 33, April 6th. Today's reflection is based on 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 through 27, and was written by the Reverend Christopher Brown, class of 2008. It's 12:55 p.m. when I read the email. A younger couple in our congregation tells me they are considering leaving the church. They don't feel like they can worship with integrity any longer if they're standing beside church members with whom they disagree politically. Actually, it's worse than that. The way some other members of the congregation voted has made them feel unsafe. So this couple says they will take a break from our church and discern if God is calling them elsewhere. I close my laptop and decide to go for a long afternoon run to work out my frustration. The Apostle Paul's words come to mind. Do you not know that in a race the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it. 1 Corinthians 9:24. What does it mean to run to win when pastoring a purple congregation in a small town? Our church has been one of the increasingly rare places where people on both sides of the aisle still share life together. Does running to win mean avoiding conflict and keeping the peace, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit? Ephesians 4:3. Or does it mean being prophetic, preaching more sermons that call for justice to roll down like mighty waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream? Amos 5:24. I lament the fact that in churches like ours, these feel like mutually exclusive options. As I run alongside the lake at the north end of our town, it occurs to me that the first race I need to win is inside myself. That would be the race to master my anger and tame my tongue, to not yell and curse at the worshippers who are driving this couple away. Internally, I also race against fear and people-pleasing, against ego and pride. Someday, I will reach a finish line for all these races. But there's no end in sight today. I pray for strength to endure and wisdom to know which way to turn. Then, I keep on running. Today's prayer. Holy God, you call us to run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Hebrews 12:1. Give us courage to continue and guide us along the way, enabling us, by your Spirit, to become faithful disciples of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.